Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the gospel reading from Luke chapter 21. And at the beginning of our reading, Jesus is noticing that his disciples and the people that are with him are discussing just how great the temple is. This magnificent structure that was the symbol of the presence of their God among them. So the people really did love it. And it was beautifully adorned. It was expensive. It was magnificent. And they were rejoicing in just how magnificent it was. Look at the stones. Look at the adornings. Look at the offerings of the temple. Jesus, isn't it all so great? And Jesus gives them a word. Maybe sounds a little bit harsh at that time. But he was reminding them that this world is not all there is. This is what Jesus said to them. As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. These things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. Why does Jesus say this? It seems like he's, you know, maybe just being a little rude or mean to them. They're talking about how much they love this building, and then he says, you know what? It's going to be utterly destroyed. And he's talking about two things. One of them is the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, about 40 years after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. The temple was destroyed by the Romans. But Jesus is also reminding them that someday when Jesus comes back, everything, this whole world, everything that we hold so dear in this life will go away. And all that will be left then is Jesus. All that will be left then is his word that endures forever. So is Jesus just being rude to them? No, he's reminding them about what's real. About what's true, about what's really important. Don't just think about the things of this world only, but think about the life of the world to come in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus goes on to talk about all the things that are going to be the signs that the end is near, or the sign that the destruction of Jerusalem is going to take place. And some of it might sound kind of scary. Some of it might be the type of thing that causes us to panic or causes us to despair. But that is not the feeling Jesus wants us to have about these kinds of things. The world might have those feelings because they know when Jesus comes again, that is their judgment. But not so for those who are in Christ. This is what our Old Testament reading was saying in Malachi chapter 4. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. Though the end times might be fearful for those who are outside of Christ, when Jesus comes again, this is the day of healing. This is the day of salvation. And Jesus says the same thing at the end of our reading. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Your healing is drawing near. Your redemption, your salvation is near. Do not fear. Do not panic when you see chaos out in the world, but know that Jesus is in control of all things. That he is coming soon as he has promised. And when he does come soon, that is your salvation. He's taking you home to be with himself forever. So that's the message that our text has for us today from Luke chapter 21. Do not fear, for your redemption is drawing near. Do not fear, for your redemption is drawing near. So Jesus told all these things to his disciples, and understandably, they want to know when it's all going to happen. Teacher, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when these things are about to take place? And Jesus doesn't tell them exactly when it's going to take place, but rather he gives them things to look out for. How does Jesus respond? See that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once. There are always going to be these people out there panicking about the things that are going on in this world. Oh, there are all kinds of natural disasters. Oh, there are wars and rumors of wars. What does this all mean? Maybe I don't know what it means, but I know that I need to panic and be terrified right now. That's the way the world thinks about these things. But what does Jesus say? He says, do not be terrified. Do not be terrified. For these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once. When you see chaos happening out there in the world, know that Jesus already said it was going to happen, so don't panic. It shouldn't surprise you. It shouldn't terrify you. But it should remind you that he has all things under control because he is reigning right now and that he is coming soon as he has promised. And that when you see these signs, that just means that his coming is drawing nearer day after day. And like I said, there's always going to be people panicking and telling you that you should panic about natural disasters or wars and rumors of wars. And on top of that, there's always going to be people that are trying to lead you astray. That's what Jesus said. Many will come in my name saying, I am he, or the time is at hand. And when we look at the history of the church, we see that that has happened all the time. People always saying, I'm Jesus come back in the flesh, or I know exactly when Jesus is going to come back, or Jesus would really want you to think and believe this. People are always going to be saying that. But what do we always go back to? Go back to the word of Jesus. And what did he say in response to these people? Do not listen to them. Do not be led astray. This is what St. Paul says in Galatians 1:8. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. So if there's ever anybody out there that says, this is really what Jesus would want you to think, and it contradicts what the Bible says, do not listen to that person. If anybody ever says, I'm Jesus, come back in the flesh, don't listen to them, because when Jesus actually does come back, you're going to know. That's what it said at the end of our gospel reading. He's going to come down with great power and glory from the heavens. Everyone will know when he comes back. And when people try to say, oh, I know exactly when Jesus is coming back, you've seen this before. Seems like every few years people say they know exactly when the end times are going to be or exactly where Jesus is going to come back. Remember that Jesus said, no one knows the day or the hour. Not even the angels in heaven. Only the Father knows when the end times will come. So when all these people are trying to get you to follow them, all these people are trying to get you to panic, usually so they can get you to do what they want you to do, don't be deceived. Don't be led astray, but rather cling to what Jesus has promised you. That he's got everything under control right now. He loves you, and he is coming back soon. Don't be led astray. Cling only to the promises of Jesus. And not only are there going to be people trying to lead you astray, there are also going to be all kinds of events that could cause you to be fearful. This is what Jesus said. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. Now, there are always going to be people that are trying to read the newspaper and decipher it to tell you things about when the end times are going to be. You've seen these before. There are all kinds of books and documentaries and all these kinds of things that tell you just exactly what's going to happen in the end times and when the end times will be based off of what's going on in world events. But do you think this is really what Jesus is wanting you to do when he tells you that these things are going to occur? No. He doesn't tell you this so that you can try to crack the puzzle of when this is going to happen. He tells you these things so that you can be ready, so that you can be warned, so that you can know they will come and therefore not be afraid, so that you can know they're coming and therefore when they do come, know that he is in control because he has already said these things will happen. Because people are always going to try to take world events and use them to bring all kinds of fear and terror in your life. And what should you do instead? Listen to Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Know that he is coming soon. He's already said all of this is going to happen. So when you hear about wars and rumors of wars and famines and pestilences, don't be afraid. But know that he's got everything under control and he's coming soon. And in addition to all the natural disasters, there's also going to be persecution against the church of Christ. Jesus even says, some of you they will put to death. That's how bad it's going to be. That's how bad it has been in the history of Christianity. There are tons of people that have been killed for the sake of confessing Jesus Christ their Lord. I don't know if that will ever happen in any of our lives. It could. It's something that we should be ready for because Jesus warns against it. But even then, what should our attitude about it be? Should it be fear and panic? No. I want to see if you caught this. This is so interesting. It's almost one sentence away from each other. Jesus says, some of you will be put to death. And then the next sentence he says, but not a hair of your head will perish. Some of you will be put to death, but then not a hair of your head will perish. What's Jesus getting at here? Is he contradicting himself? No. He is telling you that no matter what happens to you in this life and in this body, nobody can take away your life from you. Nobody can take heaven away from you. Nobody can take your salvation away from you. That is yours, and it is won for you in Jesus Christ. So even if somebody kills the body, they cannot kill the soul. They cannot take away your redemption and your salvation. They cannot take away the resurrection of the dead that will occur when Jesus comes back. So that's why Jesus can very confidently say, some of you might even be put to death, but at the same time, not even a hair of your head will perish. It's amazing. He says, by your endurance, you will gain your lives. When you endure in the faith, you will receive the salvation and the forgiveness of your sins, no matter what happens in this world. Therefore, do not fear. Nothing that could happen in this world, whether it's natural disasters or whether it is persecution, should terrify us because we know that nothing can take us away from Jesus, like St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then finally, Jesus describes the day when it's actually going to happen. The day when he actually comes descending on the clouds. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. People fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when you see these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. The coming of Jesus is going to cause utter panic in the eyes of the world. And this can only be expected from people who think that this world is all there is. If this world and this life is all I have, the end of this world and the end of this life is terrifying to me. But instead, what should the attitude of the Christian be? Not terror, not fear, but Jesus says, straighten up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Jesus coming is not a source of fear and panic for you, rather it is your redemption. And because when he comes to be our judge, that might be terror for the world, those who are not in Christ, but for us who are in Christ, it is not a day of fear. It is not a day of terror, because your sins have been forgiven. Because the one who comes as judge is also the one who shed his blood for you, the one who forgives you all of your sins, the one who washes your sins away and separates them as far as the east is from the west. That's why St. Paul says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now you have the forgiveness of sins. God holds nothing against you because Jesus has covered you with his blood. So his coming in judgment is not a day of fear, but it is the day when he will say to you, you are righteous because you have been clothed with the righteousness of Christ through the shedding of his blood. And that's the day when he will take you home to be with himself forever. So what should our conclusion of all of this be? What should our attitude be about the end times? Do not fear whatever happens, because you know that Jesus is in control of all of it, and it just means that everything is occurring as he promised. And his ultimate promise is, behold, I am coming soon. When you see these things take place, you know that that day is drawing ever closer day by day. This is your redemption. This is your salvation. Don't be led astray by anything else. Cling to Jesus in his cross and his forgiveness alone. Don't be led astray. Don't panic. Don't fall into the temptation of thinking that Jesus is never going to come back. Rather, continually look for him, because he is your righteousness. He is your healing. He is your salvation. He is your redemption. And that day of your redemption is surely drawing near. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.